The animal rights group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, won a court case in Washington, D.C. that will allow them to paint an elephant. The case started with a project sponsored by the D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities. It's called Party Animals. Here's the idea. The city provided 200 polyurethane donkeys and elephants for artists to paint and display around the city. 10,000 artists were invited to propose what to paint on the 5-foot-high sculptures, and that's where things got messy. PETA was denied a request to depict one of the sculptures as a tortured circus elephant, so the group filed suit and won. This week, a judge ruled that the D.C. government's decision not to allow PETA the opportunity to decorate an elephant however it wanted violated the First Amendment. So, preparations are underway to carry out the design thought up by New Yorker artist Harry Bliss.
It's a sort of a side view of an elephant, sort of shackled to the ground. There's, for lack of the right word, it's like the thing they put over the elephant's back, what would be a saddle for a horse, but it
looks
more,
like a rug.
But they display. It's sort of a display sign. In it, it says, "The circus is coming. See shackles, bullhooks, loneliness, all under the big top." Sort of a spin-off of the old circus posters. At least that's what my idea was in the beginning.
And there's a tear coming out of the elephant's eye.
Clearly the elephant is bawling. He's not happy.
What was your inspiration for the sketch? Have you been to circuses and been upset by what you saw, or?
You know, I've never been to a circus. You know, I've never had the desire to go to a circus. It doesn't excite me to seeing animals do tricks. It doesn't do anything for me. I'd rather sit out back and watch the animals in my own yard than go to a circus. See an elephant stand on its head, you know, put that kind of weight on its head. It seemed a little inhumane to me at an early age, but it certainly does now. I guess my inspiration came from just reading about the mistreatment of elephants in the circus.
Harry Bliss is a New Yorker magazine artist and the man behind PETA's elephant design. This is not the first time the Party Animals art project has ended up in court. Earlier this summer, the Green Party filed suit, saying that the elephant and donkey represented a two-party system, completely ignoring other parties, like, say, the Green Party. It wanted its mascot on display too, a sunflower, but a federal judge rejected that argument.